Chris Timms said that he stepped out in the hallway a moment ago, of course, to play Put Up or Shut Up Rock and Roll Trivia.
And there are other radio programs in this building. Mm-hmm. And I think I haven't told you yet, BB Shea, but when I was out there, I could hear one of the other programs, and The Littlest Patriot is on at the same time we are.
Yes.
And he was talking very loudly. Now, this is through soundproof glass and sealed doors. Mm-hmm. And I could hear him saying, "I am terrible under pressure." And I said to myself, I know exactly what he's talking about without even hearing the program.
That's right. You don't even need to hear it.
It's the pickleball extravaganza that Kelly was part of yesterday.
We partnered up. There's a big pickleball event coming, and a lot, actually, with these temporary indoor courts at our Coliseum here. And in May, they're hosting a statewide huge tournament. So yesterday, they made that announcement, and they had people who play pickleball out. We were just playing, Littlest Patriot myself, against two ladies who were excellent players. And they beat us 3 of 4. But after every shot that Littlest Patriot hit, he said, "I'm awful under pressure. I can't get my serve in." And it was like he had to prove me. He's like, "My serve is my biggest weapon. You've got to believe me." I was like, "I do believe you. I do believe you." And I said, "It's okay." I said, "You know."
Did you have any fun? Because sometimes these exhibitions are fun. Like, did you run around to the other side of the net and kind of all gang up on the Littlest Patriot?
No, we didn't do it. We did not do that. But I thought it was fun because there was no real pressure. Nobody really cared. I wanted to win, but it didn't, you know, when we lost, it wasn't the worst thing in the world. And Littlest Patriot put way too much pressure on himself. And remember, I said, "Do you think you can hit that third shot drop?" "I can't. I'm too nervous to hit that shot. I can't hit that shot."
And I mean, the mayor's over there in the corner, but
yes,
she don't care.
She's not really a player. She doesn't care. And then, actually, funny you mentioned that. The mayor was there and made some remarks and so forth. Well, at the end, I was still on the court packing my bag. Yeah, I brought my gym bag in. I had all my items there.
You know, mouthpiece, goggles,
jockstrap,
extra jockstrap.
I'm not some novice here. I've been playing the game for some
shower
time.
Slides. I had all of that. Which way to the locker rooms?
That's right.
Are we using homes or visitors?
I saw the mayor was leaving, and Littlest Patriot said, "Thank you, Mrs. Mayor, for being here."
Bruh.
Well, she didn't say anything. She just walked on by him. And so he came over to me and he goes, "The mayor hates me."
They have beef? So it really was the mayor. He didn't. Okay.
The mayor. Well, when COVID was going on, he railed against her mask policy.
She held a grudge.
He said, "She hates me because of my mask. I made fun of her mask policy."
I love it.
I said, "You think she still knows?" "Oh, yes, she knows exactly who I am. We had a very terse conversation about her masking policy." He was really anti-mask. Mm-hmm.
I remember. I remember it well.
He goes, "She's too liberal. She's liberal." And so he said, ever since then, if he sees her at anything, he tries to say hello and she just turns her head and leaves.
Oh, my.
"Thank you for coming, Mrs. Madam Mayor."
Did she pretend to be on a phone call?
Yeah. Hysterical. That's right. So anyway, Littlest Patriot says he's terrible under pressure. And he is. He's not good under pressure. And then here's what we mentioned. I noticed this about our dear friend Biggie, who's not here today and is officially a fall risk. We know that. He's not here today because yesterday he was struggling.
It's serious.
It is serious. It is. We shouldn't even make light of it. But we had to call an ambulance. I left, and then they called the ambulance for him. That's how much I cared. He's like, "I think I need an ambulance." I said, "I got this pickleball event.
I got to do this thing, bro.
Go." Anyway, he's now going to be in the hospital for a few days dealing with cellulitis, and they've put a band on his wrist that says fall risk, which he reported as rude, and I agree with that. But he also, I guess the timing's bad because he started his Wendy's campaign today, and he's doing the Wendy's endorsements. But I happen to notice, here's his advertisement.
Great tie-in.
I agree that it's a great tie-in for Biggie. And he starts beautifully. I mean, really gets into it.
All right, make some space. Wendy's new mushroom bacon cheeseburger.
Yeah, all right. Make some space.
All right.
Wendy's mushroom burger is here.
Grown-ups are talking now.
Let's go. All right.
All right, make some space. Wendy's new mushroom bacon cheeseburger is entering the chat for a time only.
Now, here's where we think things go a little south. When he starts talking about the mushroom bacon
burger, toppings.
He starts talking about the toppings on the burger, and we think he mispronounces the cheese.
Savory roasted mushrooms, crispy bacon, melted Munster cheese.
It is not a Munster.
Munster cheese.
It's not a Munster cheese.
Has he consumed too many Munster energy drinks over the course of his life?
It's possible.
That he just sees that word?
Oh, have some melted Munster. I said this won't stand for Wendy's. They're a major advertiser. So we have to go to the hospital now.
With a recorder.
Yeah.
A good one.
Yes. And have him record from, you know, he can't even harm
his hospital.
From his hospital.
And croak the word Munster. Maybe with a couple of different, you know, inflections, intonations, if you will.
Munster.
I thought it was Munster. It's not.
No, it's never been Munster.
No, it's not Munster. It's Munster.
Munster.
That's what we have to have him say.
Savory roasted mushrooms, crispy bacon, melted Munster cheese.
Munster.
Yeah.
Usually, and to his credit, Biggie will often ask one of us,
yes,
you know, what is this word?
He must think that it's Munster,
yeah,
because he did not ask yesterday. That's exactly right.
So maybe we'll give him a chuckle if he's not getting sponge bathed right now.
He may be.
Because he has listened occasionally.
He has, yeah. Unless he's being catheterized right now, hopefully he's having a laugh at his own expense. Anonymous, you're commenting on Biggie being a fall risk now. Go ahead.
Yes. I had that band put on me. Now, I'm older than Biggie, but I'm in really good shape. When you try, if you try to get out of the bed, the alarm bells go off.
Oh, really?
And the nurse comes rushing in to make sure you don't get up on your own.
My goodness.
And I have no idea why I had that band on.
Yeah. So did you ask him? Because you sounded like that was Biggie found it to be rude and offensive that he's a fall risk.
I did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and okay, Biggie is in way, way, way worse shape.
Oh, okay, we get it. Yeah, we get it.
You hear that?
Yeah, yeah.
Come on now.
Way.
Well, I'm sorry that happened to you, Anonymous. Thank you so much for letting us know. And if he even tries, if his foot goes on the ground,